with you a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all. But he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, you may not have spotted in the first reading a reading from the book of Exodus. There's a phrase there, the children of Israel set out from Ramesses for Sukkot, about 600,000 men. 600,000. Well, that is a figure that is very much disputed by scriptural scholars. So there's an explanation of it. The 600,000 men, they weren't not mentioning women, but they were talking about fighting men. And so we go back to Mesopotamian mathematics, and the figure six was very important, and 600,000. The basis of Mesopotamian mathematics was six, 60, and multiples of 60. And that's actually where we get 60 seconds in a minute and 60 minutes in an hour. Comes from way, way back from Mesopotamian mathematics. Now, I thought you'd find that interesting. So when you're taking part in a quiz or in a trivia contest, you can come up with that. And then in the Gospel this morning, I often wondered for a long time, when Jesus did something wonderful or he cured some people, how come he often said, don't tell anyone, keep it a secret. Why would Jesus do that? Well, he didn't want to be accepted as, you know, somebody powerful and having wonderful. He wanted to be accepted as a humble Messiah. He didn't want power. He didn't want acclaim. He didn't want honor. What does that say about us? When we look around the world and what's happening today in so many places, people seeking power, spreading lies and rumors in order to maintain power. Ignoring in many countries today, not just here, ignoring the results of an election. We get it in Belarus. We get it in Myanmar, and in many, many African countries. When somebody gets power, so unlike Jesus, and we can all fall very easily into that trap. You know, this, I'm in control. And so many people end up control freaks. That's not the way Jesus wants us to be. So now let's stand and pray.